Words of encouragement to workers in the home missionary field. The need of an awakened church. Many are readily satisfied with offering the Lord trifling acts of service. Their Christianity is feeble. Christ gave himself for sinners. With what anxiety for the salvation of souls we should be filled as we see human beings perishing in sin. These souls have been bought at an infinite price. The death of the Son of God on Calvary's cross is the measure of their value. Day by day, they are deciding whether they will have eternal life or eternal death. And yet men and women professing to serve the Lord are content to occupy their time and attention with matters of little importance. If they were consecrated to the work of the Master, every hand would be engaged in service. Everyone would be standing at his post of duty, working with heart and soul as a missionary of the cross of Christ. The Spirit of the Redeemer would abide in the hearts of the laborers, and works of righteousness would be wrought. The workers would carry with them into their service the prayers and sympathies of an awakened church. They would receive their directions from Christ and would find no time for contention or strife. Messages would come from lips touched by a live coal from the divine altar. Earnest, purified words would be spoken. Humble, broken-hearted intercessions would ascend to heaven. With one hand, the workers would take hold of Christ, while with the other, they would grasp sinners and draw them to the Savior. Work is what the churches need. They need an unreserved consecration to service. Jesus wept over the obduracy of Jerusalem. Whose hearts break today because of the peril of those in darkness? Who among those who have received such great light and such rich gifts mingle their tears with the tears of their Redeemer? Time is precious. The destiny of souls is in the balance. At infinite cost, a way of salvation has been provided. Shall Christ's great sacrifice be in vain? Shall the earth be entirely controlled by satanic agencies? The salvation of souls is dependent upon the consecration and activity of God's church. The Lord calls all who believe in him to be workers together with him. While their life shall last, they are not to feel that their work is done. Until the time comes when Christ shall say, "It is finished," his work for the saving of souls is not to decrease, but is to grow in extent and importance.